This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder last year appears in court today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Boulder prosecutors plan to share an update on the mental state of the 22-year-old suspect. He was found incompetent to stand trial last year. Officials have released few details about his condition, other than he's currently being treated at the Colorado Mental Health Institute of Pueblo. The suspect faces more than 100 criminal charges related to the mass shooting. If a judge rules he's competent, a trial date will be set. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Early numbers indicate fewer people are returning to prison after previously serving time. Dean Williams is the head of Colorado's Department of Corrections. Williams told Colorado Matters that work release and job training programs can help reduce recidivism.
Part of the problem with people getting incarcerated is when they get released is that if you don't have a home, job, money, purpose, going back to prison is not as bad as it would be for you and me or the average person.
Williams does expect prison numbers to go up because of an increase in crime and tough-on-crime policies. Fruit growers on Colorado's western slope are assessing the damage after this week's freezing temperatures. At Bluebird Organic Fruit Company in Palisade, Annie Gingrich says she and her husband had to work to save their budding trees from overnight lows in the 20s.
We both prepared to sort of be up all night. We parked the truck in the middle of the orchard where the wind machine is and keep the wind machine going.
Wind machines can raise the orchard's temperature a few critical degrees. 2 years ago, a hard freeze killed the couple's entire crop. Colorado snowpack is nearly normal for this time of year, but warmer than normal spring temperatures are melting off mountain snow early. Federal numbers show statewide stream flow is 86% of average. There's the chance for more snow today in Vail and Aspen, mostly sunny around Denver. Grand Junction and Palisade, those cherry and apple and peach orchards are safe tonight with lows in the 40s. Daytime highs in western Colorado are close to 70 and today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.